Imagine this, you're at the beach, but not to have fun or take in the beautiful sea breeze. Nope, you're collecting the remains of your ancestors and then moving them to higher ground. You see, their shallow graves have been washed out by rising seas on the island you call home. That's the case for some residents on Marsig Island in the Torres Strait. And now a group of islanders are taking their complaint to the United Nations. They say the Australian government's violated their fundamental human rights. Jesse Mosby is one of them and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Jesse, when did the graves start getting washed out?
The graves of my, I'm the sixth generation of my two great-grandmothers. Their grave got washed out 2 years ago, and their remains are now scattered all over the beach.
What are the other effects of climate change that you're seeing on your small island?
The changes here now is very scary. As we speak, even now, my island is getting eaten away. A meter has been taken away, usually a year, but now, this year, a meter has been taken away, and half a meter per day is being taken away from the shorelines, and is all getting washed into the open seas.
Yeah, see, what do you think of the Australian government, really's actions around climate change so far?
So far, we've been neglected. Definitely we've been neglected, and we want Australia to stand up and to look at their backyard and for human rights and violating of human rights and stuff like that to stand and to focus and look at what's happening in their own backyard.
Your group's being represented by a not-for-profit environmental law firm called Client Earth, and their lead lawyer for the case, Sophie Marjanak, joins us now. Welcome to the program, Sophie.
Hi there.
What exactly does this complaint to the UN allege?
So the complaint's being brought under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which is the first global UN human rights treaty. And Australia has signed up and agreed to be bound by that treaty. And it means that Australia has to guarantee fundamental rights to all citizens, including the rights of minority groups to enjoy their culture, the right to have family and home life, and also the right to life. So the claim is alleging that by failing to take adequate measures to reduce emissions and also to build proper long-term adaptation measures on these islands in the Torres Strait, Australia is failing in its legal human rights obligation to our clients.
So what kind of action does it call for specifically?
So it calls for the Human Rights Committee to find that international human rights law sets a minimum standard for action on climate change. In relation to mitigation of emissions, we say that that has to be pegged to the 1.5 degree temperature target in the Paris Agreement. And that means that Australia has to use its highest possible ambition to reduce emissions to meet that target. And also, it's also really important for our clients that they get the adaptation assistance that they need. So Torres Strait has been asking for adaptation funding for hard infrastructure seawalls for many years, and they've always really struggled to get the resources that they require. But what's really needed now is a long-term solution to allow Torres Strait Islanders to stay on their islands, because there is really an emerging human rights crisis happening in the region.
But can the UN force Australia to act? I mean, realistically speaking, this is symbolism ultimately, isn't it?
Yeah, the UN can't force Australia to act, that's right. However, what the committee finds will be international law. So although Australia is not required or can't be forced to comply with it, other states do, and there's still a legal and moral duty to act arising from those findings.
Yes, if I can bring you back in, what do you hope to see the Australian government do ultimately? Because you know, this case is now coming up, but what do you want to see? We've got an election right now where both parties, you know, are talking about some of these issues around climate change. What do you want immediately for them to do?
Immediately to act upon the situation ASAP, as soon as possible. This climate change, when scientists came and talked to us, they gave us a period of 100 years that 100 years from now we'll be evacuating and moved to the mainland. But sooner, we were told that it'll probably be the next 50 to 60 years we'll be removed from this island. What we hear on Masig, I'll talk on Masig. What we hear on Masig is talking about, and what we want on Masig, we want our help, our cries, and our help to be met immediately in the situation what we're facing on Masig.
And this is a specific case about Masig Island. Are there other cases being brought, or is it just specifically about this island?
There's more islands besides Masig, and I'm talking on Masig as I am not from the other islands.
I'll give you the final word, Sophie. Are there similar cases from other parts of the world raising a test case like this?
Yeah, absolutely. This does form part of a wider global trend towards use of law and people turning to the law to seek accountability from their governments on climate change. So there have been cases brought against fossil fuel companies in the Philippines Human Rights Commission. There have been cases brought in Europe as well against various governments on the basis of human rights. And there's been a recent decision in the US that I think is very interesting, where a court found that a livable climate and a healthy climate is in fact fundamental to all other human rights, and because it is so fundamental to the continuation of human life.
Thank you to both of you for coming on the program. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yessie Mosby is a resident on Masig Island in the Torres Strait, and one of the islanders lodging a complaint with the United Nations about the Australian government's action on climate change, or what they're saying is inaction. We also heard from Sophie Marjanak. She's a lawyer from Client Earth representing the group.